or hello everyone. Maybe a little hot there on the intro music. I'm Uxbridge High School Principal Mike Rubin. Thanks for making us a little bit of time to tune into this edition of the Uxbridge High School Spartan Podcast. It's been a while. I can't remember the last time I recorded one. Apologies for that. It's been a busy semester, as you can probably surmise. This, these past few months, it seems like every time I sat down and started recording one of these or scheduled to interview someone, there would be something getting in the way. So I definitely hope next school year to bring this back with a little bit more gusto and a little bit more consistency. I'll be talking a little bit in the next couple weeks about the end of the school year, but right now really want to focus on the end of the road at UHS, at least for the class of 23. We had a great time with them over these last 5 years. They're our first five-year class, and I think as we have had an opportunity over these last few weeks to think about them collectively, to think of the individuals who've comprised this class, it has been an absolute delight. Wish that Mother Nature had cooperated just a little more on graduation day with the particulars, but all things considered, it was a great day. Wonderful to celebrate this group and to send them on their way. I really enjoyed the way that the three student speakers, President Tyler Richardson, salutatorian Julie Compton, and valedictorian Julia Philbrook. All of them had consistent messages, especially when you take them in the context of our state rep, Michael Soder, and our superintendent, Mike Baldessari, and even my own comments, which I'll let you hear in a couple of minutes. It seemed like there was really an intertwined message of gratitude. And that's something I think I'm really grateful for with this class. When we think about gratitude, is just the way that they acknowledged what they had and what they had as opportunities, not dwelling on some of the missed chances that came along the way. Certainly a pandemic in the middle of their experience, they chose not to pack it in. I just really am grateful, truly, for this class of 23, their students, the parents, the parent organizations, PSG, the whole bit. I mean, just a really great, a great bit of young men and women that we're going to miss. And you want to give a lot of credit to the class advisors, Ms. Ashley Smith, Ms. Hillary Rotaco, a school counselor, school psychologist, respectively, for all of their hard work in bridging the gaps between their own challenges, their own unique circumstances. They both got married in the time that I think Ms. Rotaco got married. They both had children over the course of their time with us and this class. So, you know, just really great group of young men and women. And they had tremendous advisors, great parents, support from the community all around. And I'm thankful for all of that. So you're going to hear my graduation remarks in a minute. And something I think I try to do every year when I speak at graduation is really try to connect my messaging to that of the class as a whole and the way that they've impacted either me personally or our school community. So I hope that's something that you hear when you listen to the 9 or 10 minutes or so of my remarks from graduation that a few folks have asked me to post. So I'm doing that here. A couple other things just before we get you going on that. Really excited about the coming field lighting project. It's going to render our field, as we move from thinking about the present or the past to the future, it's going to change the dynamics of our school and certainly the opportunities we have for competitions and access, all of that. But one thing we really do need is a lot of cooperation over the summer months, because quite frankly, it won't be accessible. The field will not be accessible. It's going to be a construction zone. So thanks for your patience with that. The other piece of this that I think is incredibly important as we wrap up this school year is to note just how I think impressed we have been with the fact that we really had probably one of our more normalized school years in some time and the way that everybody kind of bonded together and grew. So that's something I think we all really want to take with us into the next coming school year, is that we can maybe build some momentum towards, I guess, a more normal school year. But, you know, there were some things about this year that were abnormal. I don't want to dwell too much on that. I do want to thank everyone who, you know, reached out and wanted to make sure that over the course of some of our challenges this year, that the high school continued to roll onward. You know, we've had some We've had some challenges with, you know, students and student athletes, student health, mental health, some challenges with, you know, staffing and substitute teachers and making sure we had, you know, adequate personnel in the building for when we had people going out on maternity leaves or, you know, different unique circumstances. And, you know, honestly, the support's been great from the community and, you know, adjusting to new folks in the building, you know, our dean of students coordinating, you know, quadruple the number of internships, our assistant principal, factoring in the new discipline laws that we've had to follow, new counseling staff members who have been working to secure our students' post-secondary lives and take care of them while they're with us, and perhaps most importantly, new students, a very large group of eighth graders that came in this year, and you know, a couple of grades behind, ahead of them rather, ninth and 10th, that hadn't really experienced what UHS looks like from start to finish. We had a new athletic director this year. We had new coaches this year. There was a lot of new. And I genuinely appreciate everyone's support along all of that. And I've tried to, you know, continue steadying and steering the ship for everyone as things have progressed. So, you know, we'll have some time to reflect on the remainder of this school year and think about what's to come. For now, I'm going to turn this over to actually something that folks had asked me. A couple people had said, where was it going to be posted anywhere? So here are my remarks from this year's graduation. And I pay a little homage to one of my favorite childhood movies, The Sandlot, as a former kid who grew up in a city where I did ride my bike down to something kind of similar to a sandlot almost every day during the summer with a group of boys kind of like me that, you know, we've all sort of drifted away. It's kind of the message that I was trying to impart in one last opportunity to give some quote unquote words of wisdom to the class. So here's our thoughts from graduation and hope you enjoy. So when I'm asked to speak, I try to do just that. I talk. Those of you who know me know I like to talk. Sometimes I'm known for talking when I shouldn't be the one talking, and sometimes I'm known for talking too long when I should be the one talking. When I was a kid, it's why I ended up in the assistant principal's office every so often, and when my parents were moving, selling our house last year, we found a lot of elementary school report cards that had A's in academic subjects and not A's in conduct. Students, the speeches are kind of funny, so I try to not talk at you, and I'm going to try and not talk at everyone. So in the spirit of what's been happening, actually, after Dr. Baldessari spoke, I'm going to ask you for a little bit of interaction, and that's to first close your eyes. Please. And I want you to think back 5 years. It was the spring of 2018, and you were in the seventh grade. We had brought you up to the high school, and you were sitting in the auditorium, and you were coming up from something called the McCluskey Middle School. The 17, 18, or 19-year-old you is probably looking back at your 12 or 13-year-old you, not really sure about what experience was going to unfold. And to be honest, most of your parents out there were pretty nervous about what it was going to look like. Your town was wondering, what are they doing? They're closing a school, and you're putting a bunch of kids up there with a bunch of high schoolers. And I was just saying, don't worry, it's going to be all right. I can share with you all that this incredible group of young men and women, our first five-year group, well, things have been better than just all right. As you keep your eyes closed and think back about the path you took through high school, there were probably twists and turns that some of us know about. Some of them aren't things you really want to remember. There are losses, literal and figurative, at the hands of opponents, near, far, and within. There are a few visits to the assistant principal's office, a relationship or a friendship that went sour, a test that you studied for but still failed, a whole lot of hybrid learning somewhere in the middle of it. We try not to talk about that too much. Times when you came into the building that you had to sit 6 feet apart, grab lunch, go home on a bus, and not be with your friends. There were canceled athletic seasons, rehearsals for a show that closed before it opened, illnesses that came and went, a knee injury or two or four or six, moments of embarrassment, moments of disappointment, and maybe even for some of you, a brush with real loss or supporting people through tragedy. Yep, there were losses. There were some tough moments. But you know what? There were a whole lot more wins. Championships, records, perfect scores, college acceptances, new businesses, successful jobs and internships, wins in the state tournament, wins at the Central Mass level, visits from leaders at the state and national level, gold medals for our student council and science Olympiad teams, and standing ovations from audiences. You are our state spokespeople for nationally recognized programs. You've earned outstanding sportsmanship awards. You've been commended schools for unified sports, industry champions for engineering, all things that this group made happen, all the while engaging us in classroom discussions, handshakes, high fives, fist bumps, just by being them. 3 years ago, I got named Principal of the Year for the state. And since then, we've had about 60 or 70 schools come through Uxbridge High School to learn about what these students do every day. That's incredible. That's their norm. None of that happens without that shy group of scared seventh graders sitting in that auditorium that day. So as you open your eyes and you think a little bit about your individual twists and turns, this reminds me a little bit of the movie The Sandlot. I don't know how many of you have seen the movie The Sandlot. It's one of my favorite movies. And I got to thinking a lot about the movie The Sandlot over these last couple of weeks. The last couple of months, actually, I've had the opportunity to rekindle some friendships with some friends that I used to literally go play baseball with on a sandlot. In the movie, the main character, Smalls, learns to play baseball for the first time. He remembers his introduction to those guys. They all stand there and they spit and the whole thing. Graduation's a moment in time. It's an only moment in time. You only graduate from high school once. So it's a good time for us to reflect on a lot of firsts. A first love, a first car, a first accident, more than one first speeding ticket, a first base hit, a first goal, a first day of school, the first day you walked in here, your first best friend, maybe your first concert, excuse me, maybe your first bow to the audience. Most of us, we can pinpoint the firsts. They're moments that we have etched in our minds forever. A lot of times they're photographed or videoed, much like when Smalls in the movie remembered walking out to the field for the first time, the first time Benny hit the guts out of the baseball, the first time they got into the biggest pickle, the first time they threw up on the speed ride, and the first time Squints kissed Wendy. We remember the firsts. But you know what? The problem with firsts, it brings out the lasts. We remember the first because there's somebody there to remind us about the first. But the last, a lot of times the last comes and goes without us ever knowing it. One day, my group of friends and I rode our bikes to our spot on the field, played a game of baseball, went home, played some Super Mario Brothers, and then went our separate ways. And we didn't know it was our last time together. I have a photograph from my last formal in my fraternity in college. There's 12 of us standing on a dance floor. We're singing. I don't remember what we were singing. Read into that how you may. But it was the last time all 12 of us were together on that dance floor. It was the last time all 12 of us were together, period. A couple of those guys have drifted away. I don't really know where they are. And one of them has since passed. So there's no way that all of us can ever be together in one place at the same time ever again. And to the graduates, to your families, it's going to happen. You're going to wake up one day and realize that there was an experience that was the last time you and some of your friends were together doing whatever it was you love doing for a last time. Believe it or not, today's one of those days. Today's one of those days that we know going into it, though it's called commencement, though it's a means a beginning, today's the last. Today's the last time that this first class, a first class, will be together on this field. When we reconcile that with the first time, that day you were all in that auditorium, we will remember the times you ran around the bases or this track, the hits, the misses, the beasts you needed to outrun, not unlike the Sandlot. You'll walk away from here, and some of you will get together again in small groups. But today, for the most part, will be the last time we, or you, will all be together, and that is bittersweet. But you leave here, I hope, with the knowledge that regardless of what twist or turn this school or this town takes, and we know there to be many of them, you will forever and indelibly be our first. You will forever and indelibly be unique. You will forever and indelibly be special. Like a first car, like a first date, like a first win. So class of 2023, like those final scenes of The Sandlot, where things are just a little bit magical, where you start thinking that someone can do just about anything to which they set their minds, be it the first time or the last time or anywhere in between. As that final scene fades, and as all the different players go their separate ways, I hope you remain forever tied together with the memory of your symbolic Sandlots, that you have good fortune for all your firsts, the patience and levity to savor the lasts, and the hope that we have prepared you to take your collective greatness to whatever win you need in the future. Thank you for building UHS and for making us a story of firsts that lasts forever. Thank you. So as we bring it back here to the Uxbridge High School Spartan podcast for this June 2023, special thanks to Barry Giles and Uxbridge Cable, especially Cameron over there for helping us out with cutting up the different videos from graduation. Really, to Mr. Giles, his support all year long has been invaluable. It's been great to have him as a partner, and we're grateful for the work we have with our community. And so just a few things, just as we wrap things up. The week after graduation, the superintendent, Dr. Baldessari, had asked me to share with him he'd asked all three of the principals to share with him some of the work that had been done over the course of the year, in addition to the day-to-day, you know, some of the year-long programmatic shifts, initiatives, tasks that we had been working on, projects. And as I started to work through it, I think one of the things that I was really kind of amazed by was that our document started as, you know, a couple of paragraphs. And by the time I was done, it was upwards of 30 pages long. And the number of things that this school did this year, from curriculum adjustments to focusing on student mental health to, you know, my own ability to participate in some national dialogues around the future of education and school leadership, to our counselors' work on MyCAP, our post-secondary planning document, to the, you know, onboarding of new leadership. We had a very new school leadership team this year, to the work of Ms. Wandice to tighten up some things with the athletic department and continue our work to build a really awesome program, to the new work we've done with internships and Mr. Mora's work in that department, some of the early college planning we've done, seeing our student council earn a gold medal, not just at the state, but the national level, to see our DECA program have students qualify at the state and national level, for our Science Olympiad team to be a top 15 team in the state, to really even tightening up our discipline law responses when that changed middle of the school year. You know, there's just so much great happening at Uxbridge High School. And I know there's been a lot of challenges. We're not going to lie. There have been challenges. There are people out there who have had issues with a particular teacher, a particular coach, a class, me, the administration. It is not supposed to be perfect, but what it is supposed to be is better each day. And what it is supposed to be is better each year. And I think we have made that commitment since I arrived in Uxbridge back in 15-16, and we'll make that same promise as we look ahead to 23-24. I remain eternally grateful for the very great opportunity of serving this community as principal. And I really look forward to wherever our future may bring us together. So with that, I just want to say thank you to a few people. First of all, as we sign off here on the 2022-2023 school year, a special thanks to, first of all, the senior class and their families for really a great year. We are going to miss this senior class dearly. To our faculty, our staff, our teacher leaders, our support personnel, our cafeteria workers, the secretaries, everybody who janitorial, custodial, and maintenance staff, everybody who makes it go year to year, to our leadership team, Beth, Dave, and Matt, making life, at least making finding us time to smile about something every single day and keeping things moving, and to our central office team for its support, and most importantly to my family, who has put up with quite a bit. Being the family of a high school principal sometimes means some days where dad comes home and it's been a tough day, but you know what, it's great to have their support day in, day out, and I'm grateful for that. So, because remember, first and foremost, folks, we're all human beings first, and while we may have some disagreements, we may disagree on things politically, we may disagree on things with curriculum, we may even disagree with some of the decisions, there's never an excuse to be a bad human and treat each other with a degree of humanity. So with that, folks, it's been a pleasure. My name is Mike Rubin. I am the Uxbridge High School principal, and this has been the Uxbridge High School Spartan Podcast. Thanks for tuning in.